Inside the Lawrence Arts Center on a hot July afternoon, it's the first week of rehearsal of an original script by Will Averill and Larry Mitchell called The Complete History of Kansas in 60 Minutes. Director Elizabeth Sullivan steps away to a dressing room to explain why the show's being timed to this summer season and how the Summer Youth Theater plans to incorporate concepts of story theater and improvisation.
We wanted to commemorate Quantrell's raid. It's the 150th anniversary. And so it was a really good time to bring that in. And story theater uses props that aren't necessarily the correct props. Maybe if we want a wheel for a wagon, we'll use an umbrella. That also has to do with improv work from the kids, because we're not giving them specific characters necessarily. They're developing the characters. They're the ones that are in charge of looking at their part and using their creativity and their imaginations to put it together.
Among the young actors is Aiden Kerr, who has been involved with Summer Youth Theater in Lawrence for half his 12 years.
I've done theater since I was six, and I've been with the Arts Center for a long time. My mom did stuff here, so theater's just kind of something that runs in the family. This is my second time doing Summer Youth Theater, and I just love the Will Averill plays. They're just so fun and funny.
Aiden goes on to discuss a couple of the vignettes that will be part of a show that sounds more like a photo montage than a weighty encyclopedia.
Brown versus the Board of Education is part of it. That's one of the more serious scenes in this. And then there's some stuff about Mount Sunflower. It's like a politician going to the top of the Mount Sunflower to like kick off his political campaign to run for mayor. He hires a Sherpa to guide him up there, and it's just ridiculous and funny.
Quantrell's raid, also known as the Lawrence Massacre, incinerated most of the businesses on the central artery of Massachusetts Avenue and left almost 200 dead. To explore it via children's theater, it is staged as if it's a boxing match. Young actors Abigail Stallworth and Elida Carr do the play-by-play.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to August 21st, 1863.
It's hot, but it's about to get a whole lot hotter with this Kansas-Missouri rivalry.
In the left corner, weighing at 300 to 400 riders, the notorious Missouri Bushwhackers!
And in the right corner, the sleepy center of progressive Kansas, the town of Lawrence!
Deciding which subjects from the state's living archives ended up in the piece resulted from a collaborative brainstorming session. Playwright Will Averill says he is comfortable with what has made the final cut.
We knew we weren't going to get a kind of comprehensive, overall, linear look at it. So the idea was more to pick out highlights and kind of came up with a laundry list of about 25, 30 subjects and then looked at each other's and then sort of integrated them into an overall piece. It's kind of rough linear flow, but it doesn't go from the start of Kansas to the end of Kansas. It's more sort of thematically different pieces of the state.
Averill's hope is that the show will introduce both the young actors and audiences alike to subjects previously unknown and to events they already knew about but can examine in a completely fresh way. Steve Walker, KCUR News.